Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 51 through 58. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Wait, what? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Wait, what? Antonio was so confused. If God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, how come the Bible says there is only one God and not three gods? That made Katie think of another question. And how could it be that God could simply say words and create the whole world out of nothing? That made Dion think of a question too. And if Jesus is true God, how could he come into this world as a little baby? Olivia didn't even raise her hand. She just shouted out her question, "And how could Jesus die if he's true God?" So many questions. I bet you could think of more. How did God split the Red Sea for Moses and the Israelites? How did Jesus turn water into wine? How do I get to heaven only by believing in Jesus and not by any work of my own? If you've ever had questions about God or the Bible, you're not alone. Today's story tells us about some very confused people. Jesus had been teaching that he was the bread of life, meaning that he alone is the one who gives life to people, both life with God and life in heaven. But the people only thought about the bread part. How can Jesus say he is bread? How are we supposed to eat another person? But that's not what Jesus meant. When Jesus told them that people must eat his flesh and drink his blood, he simply meant that they should believe in him. Kind of like you take in food or drink and it keeps your life going and strengthens you. So when we take in Jesus by faith, he gives us eternal life. But even more, these words of Jesus remind us that later on, he gave us a very special meal that we call the Lord's Supper or communion. In that meal, Jesus does come with his body and blood in the bread and wine for people to eat and drink and receive his forgiveness and comfort. Sometimes these teachings of Jesus and the Bible are very difficult for our human brains to understand, but that doesn't mean they aren't true. Instead, we can pray that Jesus opens our hearts and minds to do the very thing that he teaches, to eat the bread of life, to believe in him and receive the life that he gives. We ask for understanding and trust in prayer. Dear Lord, sometimes we struggle to understand you as our God and Savior. Give us faith to trust you and your word, even when it is difficult to understand. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.